This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, the famous Alec Medford, and joining us for day two of his three-day journey, it is Zach Wolchuk. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are we doing today?
We're freaking lit right now, and I'm not talking about the bulbs that we turn off at our house.
Now, right before the show started, Zach, you said, let's have a hell of a show.
Mm-hmm.
If not for that, were you thinking mediocre show?
I was thinking, probably like a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
You know, well, but today, on a Tolo Tuesday, on a TD Tuesday, where there's still always TDs to be had, I think this is going to be a phenomenal show.
Alec, if you had to predict the rating out of 10 for the... I don't understand, too, why people go out of 10, with 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest. I was like, I feel like people pretty much know how the 1 to 10 scale works. What do you think our show will be rated today?
I think every day is a 10. Every day that we wake up and show up, except for Corey, it's a 10.
Oh,
it's a 10.
I need to text Corey back, by the way, because my tease is like, will day two with Wolchuk go better than day one? And he goes, oh, dude, do I need to come back?
Did it go badly?
No, you did fine.
Was it like, did you get a response? How'd the meeting go post-show? Were they like, gosh, that was an absolute disaster?
Are you embarrassed?
Yeah,
yeah, that was the first question. And then they said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much better do you think Zach could do? And I was like, 7.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay, good.
I thought it would be higher.
No, I think he did an acceptable job yesterday.
As long as it's acceptable.
So let's see if you can do better than acceptable
C's
today.
C's get degrees.
Oh my God, that sounds about right. All right, so... this is going to be a long day. It's 3 minutes into the show.
Hey, K&Z Masterpiece is sneaky good. Sneaky.
Go ahead and give me cut number 2, and hopefully this cut is 13 minutes, and we'll end the rest of the segment.
And it's 3rd and 4. Here's Gabbert. Some pressure coming. Gets it away, and it's intercepted. Jack Sanborn's got it. One man to beat. Sanborn, if he can do it. And he is going to be taken down inside the 30.
Man, you could just feel the enthusiasm on that call right there. All right, so Jack Sanborn, part of the players that the Cowboys have brought in. What I want to ask to you, Zach, to you, Alec, to the people listening, Franklin, Franklin Injury Attorney, text line 877-881-1053. Cowboys free agency thus far, where did they improve, if you think there are spots, and what holes still remain? And I get it. Your instinct is going to be to text in and say, they got worse across the board because the Cowboys are stupid and everything that they do is dumb. I get that that's your instinct. You like to help us potentially have a more constructive conversation, I would approve of that as well. Zach Wolchuk, where did the Cowboys get better?
You know, I think that they did get better at linebacker. I think that was an area where they had nobody on the roster outside of Maris Leifau that could really play right now. And I know DeMarvin Clark is technically still under contract. We talked yesterday how that could be a cap casualty.
Yeah,
I don't know that he's even going to make the roster. So you desperately needed help there.
And don't you have to go off the idea, if he does, great. But don't you have to go off the idea that DeMarvian Overshown is not playing this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so then if he does, great. Let's reconfigure. We have more talent than expected. Fantastic. But I think you have to go off the idea that, like, Agreed. It's not going
to
happen.
Right. I think you have to assume that him and Diggs, like, I'm basically just filling out this roster right
Ooh,
now.
Fascinating.
With the assumption that I'm just not expecting to get much from Overshown and Diggs. And if I do, then amazing. This is great.
Okay.
But I need to plan to not have them and make sure that, like Batman, I've got my contingencies ready to rock.
Okay.
So I like the additions at linebacker of Sanborn. We might talk more Kenneth Murray Jr. today or tomorrow. I'm a little bit more high on that signing than a lot of people are. I don't think this is a bad player. I think he's been productive. I think that he does play with some instincts. I know the coverage numbers have never been super great throughout his career. I think he's much better against the run than people give him credit for. So I do like some of the moves they made at linebacker.
What about, not to infuriate people, where are we at with defensive line? Because you lost to Marcus Lawrence, brought in Dante Fowler. If you think Peyton Turner is going to bring anything to the club, how do we feel about the change for defensive line?
I think they just added depth, right? I think that's all it is. I think Peyton Turner, if he can stay healthy for you, all right, you got a guy that maybe can give you a little bit when it comes to playing the run. I think special teams is an underrated factor because of the arm length that he's going to be able to contribute with there. And I think Solomon Thomas is actually a really good signing. I think that's one of the better free agent signings they've had in recent memory. I think he's actually going to produce for
you. Does he like the value of it at four per year?
I like the value of it. I think he's also in a team that I do believe has leadership voids on that side of the football. Now, how easy is it for a guy to first year with a team? I had those questions with Eric Kendricks, so I do think he's a natural born leader last year. When you're coming into a new locker room where you kind of have to prove yourself again to everybody, can you just immediately step up to a leadership role? But none of the things they did along the defensive line, especially with one-year contracts, would mean to me like, I can't draft a guy if I like him at 12.
Do you think they got any worse at defensive line? And before the draft.
That's a great question.
All of this is before the draft. I realize that.
I think bringing in Fowler kept you, I think you got slightly better.
Okay.
Better. I don't like losing Chauncey Golston. But I do think you can argue like Turner, when healthy, can provide a lot of the same things. And bringing in Solomon Thomas, I like that. But I think bringing in Fowler now, you probably actually have a better pass rush than what you had a year ago.
I agree with that. Absolutely. All right. Are there any other positions, if we said upgrade at linebacker, perhaps slight upgrade thus far at defensive line, slight. Any other positional groups that you want to dive into right now that you're like, I feel better about this group than I did going into free agency?
No, I don't think there's... Okay. And I think some people would argue running back. I don't.
I don't think I would either. All right. So where are the needs going into the draft? Now, we will keep in mind that the Cowboys can still obviously make more free agent moves. They still have money available. We've moved into the Class B, if not Class C of free agency, which I believe is where you and Brada said a week or two ago that maybe the Cowboys would be apt to fish. Mm-hmm. So we'll update this, but running back is interesting because they brought in two guys that, I'm not going to lie, I hope are competing to be the backup, and then the other one is maybe not here anymore, and we draft a running back. But how much do you go into the draft being like, running back?
I'm there. I believe they will be taking their starting running back, personally.
Okay.
I mean, because I don't, like, Javonte Williams, third down specialist, solid pass blocker, can catch the ball for you. But I think that there's a reason why Denver was very happy to get rid of him. And I got a scouting report on Sanders from a scout in Carolina. He said home run speed's not there anymore. Still has some downhill burst. Average hands as a pass catcher.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not the best option in pass pro. Had a lot of instances where he was not seeing the hole well, and feel like his confidence took a hit once Chuba really got going. Ceiling of a decent RB2 option at this point. So
that's
there's
the ceiling.
Not, yeah, the yeah. ceiling. So that's your guy. Like, I think you're absolutely spot on. To me, this is kind of similar to Royce Freeman a year ago.
Okay.
Where I don't know that he makes the roster out of camp. Maybe he does. Maybe it's Deuce Vaughn or Malik Davis that end up being the guys that get cut. But I don't think you have your RB1 right now. I'd like that to be your draft selection.
And you don't have wide receiver two, do you?
No. You know, wide receiver two might be the most glaring spot for you right now that you really have to address.
Okay. All right. Is it just wide receiver two? And then you feel comfortable with Tolbert, or you still think they're going to take a look at Allen, or is it just wide receiver two? Because it feels like wide receivers are high need, but like how many wide receivers?
Two. I think I'd like to add a veteran piece that could be your wide receiver two, and then I'm still drafting a player.
Okay.
Because Jalen Tolbert, this is a contract year for him. Maybe it finally clicks. And I get it. He stacked up a couple of touchdowns to end the season. That's awesome. Jalen Tolbert did nothing for you after the Pittsburgh game. That was the moment where his career, take advantage of it. You crushed it. You had a tremendous moment against Pittsburgh. You sprained your nuts. You had a game-winning touchdown. And then after that, you went absolutely nowhere. Yeah. You did absolutely nothing. Yeah. I can't rely on you.
All right. Now, to go along with this, this might be... I don't know. This could be the most complicated situation of them all. What is the need level on offensive line? Because obviously Zach Martin retires. I know there are people out there who would like to go ahead and cut your right tackle as well and just totally redo the right side of the line. Not saying that that is going to happen, but what is the need on the offensive line?
I think you still could use a right guard. If there was a player that you liked in the draft, I would absolutely consider that. Because right now you've got Hoffman and Robert Jones that are compete for that spot. I love Brock Hoffman. Yes. I love the play temperament he's got. But I think you saw the more he was able to play last year why he is like a really exceptional backup player that you feel great about in a pinch start moment. He's got to come in for 2 or 3 weeks. But throughout a 17-game season, I think that you will start to see other teams exploit his weaknesses. Robert Jones is a guy talking with people in Miami. 2 years ago, he was better than last year. He's battling through injuries. He also has some nasty to his game, but I think you can upgrade there. And my question would be, at center, like I love Cooper Beebe.
You do. I'm surprised to hear this.
But I believe Cooper Beebe, his best spot's always been guard. And I think he could be an all-pro guard. I loved what he did last year as a rookie playing center, essentially for the first time since his freshman year in college. But you just had Garrett Bradbury released from Minnesota. And I immediately had Cowboy fans saying, hey, would you be interested in looking at a free agent center? I don't think the Cowboys will.
But your dream scenario would be kick him out to the right and go Bradbury at center.
Yeah, or draft Gray Zabel out of North Dakota State, who I think is the best center in this draft.
Okay. All right. And by the way, I'm going to take a step back real quick from the 972. I thought Mingo was supposed to be our wide receiver too because we gave up a fourth for him. Look, that's probably what they were thinking, and maybe things can take off and it'll be unbelievable, but I don't see how you can plan for that. There is literally nothing that you saw from Mingo before he got traded or now that he got traded that would lead you to believe he goes in wide receiver number two spot. I'm not saying he cannot be that. I'm just saying at this point, that would be absurd.
And how disappointing have really just all the receivers been on this roster?
Yes.
Where you were screaming for somebody to step up last year and nobody did. I'm all about the competition. Let's go ahead and just get out the week here. Get Darwinism. All right. Bring in as many good players.
Okay.
And possibly let's get the bottom feeders the hell out of here. And maybe that's Mingo.
Cornerback. We can talk about safety if you want, but it feels like especially if you go in with a thought of maybe we'll get something from Diggs. Maybe we won't, and we need to be prepared for that. Feels like the need at cornerback's pretty dang high.
It's huge. And if I had to project right now what I think the Cowboys are going to do, I think that in the second round, corner will be a pick that they will probably take. And I think Azurae Thomas, the corner from Florida State, who is the brother of Wanye Thomas, who's already on the roster, I think that's a player that they would like and consider there in the second round.
Does that make you nervous? I'm not saying anything about Thomas as a player, but I think we can all see scenarios in which you're like, I could see them going running back in the first round. I could see them going cornerback in the second round, not because the best player is there. I'm not saying there's not value. There could absolutely, and you're like, you'd be dumb not to take this player. But I get worried that now with running back, wide receiver, right guard, or center, and cornerback, you're going to position yourself where you're like, well, I need this position.
And that's where they've had their worst drafts. Best draft, you go back to what, 2020, when they took CD and Diggs 1-2?
Yeah.
And did they need CD Lamb at the time when he fell to 17?
Nope.
No, they didn't. But they took him, and now it's a home run pick. And Diggs was in consideration there. He falls all the way to the second round. I get the injuries lately, that stunk. But you've got to fill out this roster to where you're not feeling like, gosh, we've really got to take a receiver here. We really got to take a corner here. That's where you end up having a bad draft.
Now, safety. What's the concern level at safety, especially because yesterday we were tinkering around with Donovan Wilson and maybe making some changes there?
I think this is a draft that you could really upgrade over safety.
Okay.
And this is funny because it's like, okay, now we're looking at the top three rounds here and we're talking receiver, we're talking running back, we're talking corner, maybe end. Like, I think Mykel Williams out of Georgia, that's the name Tommy Yarish on the draft show last week said, hey, I'm hearing a lot of buzz around the Cowboys at 12. But to me, I think safety is an area they could definitely upgrade. Like, Malik Hooker's been a okay player. Good. He's had some really good moments. For the most part, it's kind of been, we're average here. Donovan Wilson, some highs, but some lows, right? Yeah. And then Marquise Bell's in the fold here. Wanya Thomas is in the fold here. What can you get out of those guys? But you can upgrade that position in this year's class.
So if you boiled it down to, look, I get we would all love to be in the space where it's best player available. Mm-hmm. I understand that. I'm just saying positional, most glaring needs going into it. Running back, wide receiver, cornerback, safety, and potentially right guard or center, depending on how that plays out.
And I'd add in one technique. I mean, who's really your backup behind Mozzie Smith?
That's
and
fair.
That is assuming Mozzie Smith is starting for you, which he will be. But I know there's a lot of fans out there, and fairly so, that are like, ooh, is that the best thing?
I know there's some writers out there that will hype him to the moon regardless of what he
there
does
are.
In training camp. By the way, from the 817, and people bring this up all of the time, no C. You need a quarterback that looks past his first read tight end. I hear you on all of that. It's just, that's not going to change. Probably for 3 years, possibly for 2 years. Your quarterback's not going to change. There's nothing you can do about it at this point, and we just need to accept it and work with the hand that we're
maybe dealt. For later on, could I convince you to take a tight end over a wide receiver if the option was there at the 12th pick?
Holy moly. I am intrigued. That's a tease.